Good morning, everyone. I trust you are safe and sound. This morning, we have probably one of the most famous parables in the Gospels, the parable of the prodigal son. In it, we see an image of God with open arms embracing us when we turn to him for reconciliation. May it give us hope and give us joy as we focus on that image during Lent of our loving Heavenly Father. Come, let us celebrate the forgiving, reconciling love of God. For once we were lost and felt so far away, now we have been found and welcomed home. Know that God's love is lavished upon you forever. We rejoice at the news of forgiveness and hope. Come, let us celebrate and praise the love of God. The word of God from Psalm 32. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is put away. Happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt and in whose spirit there is no guile. While I held my tongue, my bones withered away because of my groaning all day long. For your hand was heavy upon me day and night. My moisture was dried up as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not conceal my guilt. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Therefore all the faithful will make their prayers to you in time of trouble. When the great waters overflow, they shall not reach them. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like horse or mule, which have no understanding, who must be fitted with bit and bridle, or else they will not stay near you. Great are the tribulations of the wicked, but mercy embraces those who trust in the Lord. Be glad, you righteous, and rejoice in the Lord. Shout for joy, all who are true of heart. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. Luke. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country, and there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his field to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.'" So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to the father, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his slaves, "Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has got him back safe and sound." Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him." Then the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Luke chapter 15 has been called God's lost and found department. In these 32 verses, Jesus uses no less than four illustrations dealing with the lost and with God's desire to see them saved and restored to fellowship with himself. Our passage today deals with one of them, the lost son. In this parable, Jesus reports there is great rejoicing at the lost being found, repentance and joy at being reconciled to God. It can be really unnerving to be lost. It can be scary when we lose things. Just think of the things we humans lose. Lose our cool, lose our temper, lose our patience, lose our manners, lose our will, lose control, though in Sanditon one might lose one's sense of decorum. Lose our minds, lose the plot, and sometimes we just lose it. Hopefully, as you are listening to this today, you are keeping it together. In this passage, Jesus uses the word lost to speak of the spiritual condition of being eternally lost. A lost soul is the most tragic condition in life. The good news of the gospel is God searches for us in order to save us and awaits our return to him. Whether it's a coin, a sheep, or a prodigal son, God searches and God waits with open arms for us to come home. That is what God is like. Everyone matters. Even the hairs on our head are counted. Each and every one of us matters to God. We are all precious in God's eyes. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son to save us. And did you notice what happened when the son is reunited with the father? He didn't scold the son, read him the riot act, give him a piece of his mind, beat him or send him away. Instead, filled with compassion, he runs to him with open arms, hugged and kissed him, and they celebrate. God searches for us in order to save us and awaits our return to him. The question for us is whether or not, when we wander or get lost, we will humble ourselves enough to repent, turn around, admit our mistakes, and turn back to our loving Father's embrace. To be rescued by God is a wonderful thing. To be reconciled with God after wandering brings true joy to the heart. In today's gospel, Jesus is teaching us that God is like a loving, patient father who waits and watches for us to return to him. Then when we return to his embrace, God celebrates. God is personally interested in every lost lamb, every lost coin, every lost child. He wants every lost person to be found and reconciled to him. Each and every one of us matters to God. We are all precious in God's eyes. Then the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found." Repentance and joy at being reconciled to God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Loving God, we pray for your church around the world, in Canada and here in Norfolk. Bless this church with your abundant love, to be a place where faith holds us and grace renews us. Help us to make this a home to all who still yet seek a place of grace-filled sanctuary and gracious welcome. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray for the many who walk in the shadows of fear and suffering and despair, for the broken and bleeding places in this world, for the people of Ukraine, Syria, and Yemen. We pray for all your precious children at risk and in fear, that you would hold and protect them. We pray for those with power over war or peace, for wisdom, discernment, and compassion to guide their decisions, for peace and the laying down of weapons. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Father, lead us through the trials, the suffering and sorrow, the challenges and struggles, the tired time, despair and bleak places, back to you and abundant love. Be with those who weep or cannot sleep, who have no peace, who seek release, and comfort them with your abundant love. On our parish prayer list, we pray for Angela, Pam, Jamie, Angie, Rudy, Andrew, Carol, Paula, Anne, Al. Fill them with hope, sustained in your mercy, and upheld by your Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, with you nothing is lost. We pray for our departed loved ones who are renewed and refreshed in your eternal love and light. We entrust all who have ended their earthly journey into your loving and merciful embrace. Today we join with Judy Wilson in thanksgiving for the life and witness of Michael Fury, in whose memory the candle in the chapel is given. We pray also for the repose of the soul of Rick Ashley Sr., and for Leona, Rick, and their family in their grief. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And guide us to your welcoming arms, to the music and the dancing, for we are easily lost, and only you, our Father, can find us. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Eternal lover of our wayward race, You open your arms to accept us even before we turn to meet your welcome. You invite us to forgiveness even before our hearts are softened to repentance. Hold before us the image of our humanity made new, so that we may live in Jesus Christ, your new creation. Amen. And trusting in the compassion of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. And Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you, and all those you love and serve this day and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.